on the phone now, Gary Helig, who is a horticulture educator at MSU Extension. Good evening, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just trying to keep cool.
It's steamy out there today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's better to be in air conditioning today and close to your basement.
Oh, there you go. I do like that. Now, you know we're under a tornado watch, so I'm using you kind of as a news break as well. We're under a tornado watch this evening till about 11 o'clock tonight.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said be close to your basement.
You're a couple of steps ahead of me. I'm not surprised at that. I wanted to talk with you, Gary. I have spent a fortune on flowers, annual flowers this year, as I always do, because I love my geraniums and a lot of other plants and perennials around my property. And the deer seem to be enjoying them more than I am this year. So I wanted to talk to someone who's kind of an expert in the field of these kinds of animals and so forth, and with plants and so forth. Is there anything we can do other than me offering them up a smorgasbord?
Well, there are a number of different things you can do depending on how important the plants are for you. But probably the most economic options you might have on, say, container plants or things in your vegetable garden would be some of the commercially available repellents. And for instance, Deer Off or Liquid Fence or Deer Away, those are some of the better ones that are out there. But the best thing to keep deer off of things, especially if they're young trees, would be a barrier, like a cage.
Well, and of course, a lot of us, I mean, yes, we know that would work, but we don't like the look of it. So we're gonna kind of gamble if we don't put a barrier up, aren't we?
Well, when I talk about a barrier, I'm usually talking about young trees because deer the bucks will rub the trees and can kill them. Or they can keep feeding on a small shrub or a tree to where it never grows. Once you get beyond a certain size, then they can take some feeding by the deer on them. But if you don't put a cage around some of these plants, like a young apple tree or something like that, or some of the young ornamental trees, then you won't get anything. Even conifers like spruce firs and pines, it may get up to 2 or 3 feet. 3 or 4 feet, and then all of a sudden you come out one day and it's been destroyed because of a buck rub. And it's worth putting a cage there for a few years until the plant can get a little size on it.
So, yeah, stop it from stunting the growth when it's delicate.
Or killing it in the case of a buck rub.
Well, I guess I didn't think of that being that destructive. I don't live now. I have lived in when I lived in Hillsdale, there was a woods and so forth around our property growing up. But what surprises me, I guess, Gary, is that I live kind of in a residential subdivision now. And boy, they're not afraid of anything. They'll come right up against my front porch and snack away.
Now, there are deer herds in Lansing itself. If you were to go over to Finner Nature Center, for instance, one of the reasons you don't see very many wildflowers anymore is because the deer browse them so heavily that they can't grow. And one of the things that was done a number of years ago over in the Metro Park area, over in Oakland County, in those areas, is some of the botanists, they caged off some areas just to see what plants would grow there. And they were surprised how the wildflowers came back when they were kept from browsing from deer. So there's a lot of deer in Lansing. I mean, it's not unusual. I've seen them cross Miller Road and various other places in Lansing.
Are there some plants that we keep hearing things like, you know, marigolds, that may be about rabbits, but are there some plants that we can plant in gardens and around garden areas that will keep some of these creatures away? I mean, we like to look at them in other spots, just not eating our plants.
No, the short answer to that is no, because deer will feed on just about anything if they're hungry enough. And whether you have deer browsing is dependent on how large the herd is in the area, the time of year that the food is available, because during the winter months they're more likely to feed on your landscape plants than they are when they have a lot more choices around. And then, of course, the species of the plants. And many of the ornamentals are like putting a buffet out for them in your yard.
Well, yeah, I remember walking out one day, Gary, and I had just planted everything and beautiful and blooming, and I walked out to get the paper, and I looked, and I thought, something looks different. Gosh, they had just decimated. Apparently, they love big, healthy geraniums.
Yeah, and they'll also eat the tops off your tulips, and I just planted about 600 strawberries, and they're already starting to work on those, so I have to get my repellent on.
I imagine they're creatures of habit. Once they know that Cheryl and Gary are putting things out for them to eat, they'll be back.
Yes, they will be back, but when you put a fence up, which is what I will eventually do around my strawberries, and if you design it right, they won't be able to get to it. But the other thing is, when you're using repellent, you have to think about a couple of things. For instance, Hinder is a deer repellent and a rabbit repellent, but the minute it rains, it's gone. whereas some of the other repellents will last a little bit longer, like Deer Away or Liquid Fence. And so you want to be sure that you read and follow all the directions. They don't last forever. Now, for instance, if you were using something like Deer Away during the dormant season when it's cold outside, it'll last up to 6 weeks.
Wow.
But when you have a lot of rain, many of these things will wash off pretty easily.
So it's strictly read the label, and if it's, you know, if it rains and followed the directions, and if you may need to reapply more often, obviously.
And it's better to try to put the repellents on before the deer actually start feeding. Because when they come by and taste it for the first time, and they may not like that repellent, and then they'll go on about their business.
Is it too late at the situation I am, where they've literally pulled some plants out by the roots, and then they've topped off geraniums? Is it too late to put some of these on there to give it a try?
I'd try it and see. You just don't know until you try it. Like I said, deer are very unpredictable, and there are more deer in the state of Michigan than there were when the explorers came here. So there's just so many of them.
Well, and boy, you're good, Gary. That was my very next question. Has this become more of a problem?
I'd say yes. Ask any insurance company. Because if you hit a deer, you can figure out about $3,000 worth of damage to your car. I've hit 7 deer in my lifetime. And either I'm extremely unlucky or there are an awful lot of deer around.
Well, I am hearing when I talk with other folks that it's becoming more of a problem for them. It's kind of like the deer have attitude now. They're coming right on up. You leave lights on and do all kinds of things, and they're coming right up. And I love them. I just prefer they not eat my plants.
Yeah, they will come right up to your porch. They're not going to come up on your deck, but they'll come right up to the house. At night, deer will come up to my house, and you know how you have a sump pump that's pumped water out into
Sure.
the yard? They come there to get water.
Oh, my. So you're giving them a drinking fountain and a smorgasbord.
Temporarily, we're going to put all those pipes underground.
Gary, I can't thank you enough. It's good to hear that some of these that you've mentioned, like Liquid Fence, Deer Off, and Deer Away, actually have good possibility of working for you if you just follow the directions. I so appreciate your time and expertise tonight.
Okay, and remember, they don't always work. Sometimes they will, and sometimes they won't.
Well, the deer are crafty, so we appreciate just knowing that there's something to give a try.
Okay.
I appreciate your time so much.
Call anytime.
Will do. Thanks, Gary.
All right. Bye.